Welcome back to episode 153, Draft FC Podcast. Welcome back to the Draft FC Podcast, the podcast and website dedicated to all things official Draft FPL. My name is Mitch and I'm your host for another game week preview, going over waiver options, hidden gems and general Premier League chat ahead of game week 19. Now, game week 18 hasn't even concluded yet. I'm recording and prepping this on the 23rd of December, so there is still tomorrow's fixture between Wolves and Chelsea still to go, which probably shouldn't impact the league tables too much heading towards the Christmas New Year period. I said on the last pod that the Luton-Newcastle game could go either way, and it definitely went Luton's way with a very impressive 1-0 win to honour the recovering Tom Lockyer. West Ham beat another lacklustre United team. Bournemouth beat 10-man Forest with a top-class hat-trick from Dominic Solanke to keep my own draft team ticking along nicely, though Forest should not have been down to 10 men in the first place. Elsewhere, Burnley won impressively away at Fulham in a real middle finger to the form book, and just finished watching Liverpool and Arsenal play out a 1-1 draw in a fairly entertaining end-to-end game. Now, this isn't the first bit of content that I'm recording and putting out today. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. I had a sit down with Draft FC Kieran earlier, a very unstructured, informal chat going through a few things. We talked about Forest for quite some time. I think I said in that video, probably the longest conversation I've ever had about Nottingham Forest and how things might shape up under Nuno. Talked about some other possible managerial changes, and then rounded things off talking about my favourite subject, Spurs. So yeah, I'll put the link to that video down in the description, but if you just search up Draft FC on YouTube, you'll be able to find it quite easily. And yeah, if you're not already subscribed, make sure you are, so that if ever you are passing through YouTube, or if you're a regular on YouTube, then you won't miss out on any of our future videos as they drop. I've said it once, I've said it before, would like to get a lot more consistent and putting out some video content on there aside from the normal game week preview pods, and also hopefully before the season is out would like to get some sort of live stream up and running too, because I think that would open up some good avenues for content moving forward and into next season. So as I said, I'm recording this episode on Saturday the 23rd of December, so any team news, injury developments or press conference info are up to date as of then, and of course are subject to change. Some of the players I'll be discussing in this episode include Joe Gomez, Chris Wood, Alfie Doughty, many more. Let's get into it. So as always, let's kick things off with Waiver Watch. The main players that you guys were bringing in last week were Mateta, Botman, Byrne, Petrovic, Adebayo and Alex Moreno. The players making way were Ben Mee, Johnston, Mbeumo, Mope, Raul Jimenez and Maguire. Looking at the fixtures for this game week, I like a lot of the home teams in the closer matchups. Bournemouth at home to Fulham should provide some waiver targets. Sheffield United at home to Luton should also provide plenty of targets there as well, though I'm not ruling out Luton in that one. Brentford at home to Wolves is another one, which also include follow-up fixtures for Brentford against Palace and Forest. Looking slightly further ahead, Aston Villa just seem to have a good fixture every week, and I don't think away to United is anything to fear this week. Arsenal are also into their good run, but you're more likely going to be picking at players around the fringes of their 11 or going for a less glamorous FPL asset like Declan Rice. Into the main picks, I'm going to start with the Brentford defence. Nathan Collins' ownership is just 27% in 10-team leagues in Asia, less than 1%. They're at home to Wolves, then Palace away, then Forest at home. Not a bad trio of fixtures to take them up to the return of Ivan Toney. Now, I expect the Brentford defenders to be very popular over the festive period for those streaming defenders. Just on a side note, mentioning Ivan Toney, in 10-team leagues, his ownership is 83%, which means he's still knocking around a fair few draft leagues out there even now, though I suspect a few of those leagues may be slightly less than active. Next is Joe Gomez. Robertson's still out, and now Tsimikas out for a while with what looks to be a broken collarbone after a hefty challenge from Jurgen Klopp. Gomez was the replacement in-game and had a bit of a rocky start when he first came on, but did sort of grow into the game later on, looked a bit more comfortable and actually got into some decent attacking positions at times. Whether they set up with him from the start next game, I'm not 100% yet. I'll need to have a look when I'm going through the predicted lineup. So make sure you have a check on those on Christmas morning, because if I've got him in there, then he could very well be worth a waiver pickup. Burnley away next is decent, but they do then have a trickier run through New Year with the likes of Newcastle, Chelsea and Arsenal again into February. So this may just be a short-term streaming option. And next is Gusto for Chelsea. He's been in and out of the limelight so far this season. Ownership now hovering around 43%. So he's available in most leagues out there. We can at least wait and see how Chelsea line up tomorrow against Wolves. Some more info about how they may line up moving forwards. He would be the easiest way into the Chelsea defence if you fancy it. And especially with one eye looking ahead to game week 20 when they have a trip to Luton. Into midfield, and I'm going to mention again Jacob Ramsey. Ownership just 18.18% in 10-team leagues. He started against Sheffield United and played the full 90. I'd be wary for this coming week as he may have too many minutes in his legs already. As their good run of form and fixtures continues, I think he is a must-own for the majority of leagues out there now, and he needs to be liberated from the waiver pile. Another player that needs to be liberated from a fair few waiver piles is Eberechi Eze. Ownership is 70%, so much higher, but that does mean he's available for 30%. A tumultuous season for Eze with injuries, but at least we know when he's fit he'll play, as without him Palace struggled to really threaten much up front. Fixtures are a little up and down, but Eze is one of those players who can score in any game, and a player I would absolutely love to find in the waiver pile if he was there. A quick mention to Jensen for Brentford. He was very popular early on with fair few attacking returns. I think he was getting about 1 in 2, 3 goals, 3 assists so far. Been out since game week 12 now with injury. Just one to keep an eye on with any late team news, because if he's available, he could be a very nice pickup with their fixtures. But if any of the news is dubious or negative, then ignore him. Now, I mentioned earlier on that for Arsenal, obviously all of the main characters are taken. So you're going to be looking at some of those fringe players. And I would imagine we see a little bit of rotation coming in for these festive fixtures. Now, Havertz is going to be missing for the next game, having picked up 5 yellow cards. Not entirely sure what that means for their midfield yet. It could be Jorginho coming back as a 6, moving Rice into that slightly more advanced position. Or we could see Vieira coming in for a game. Up top, I reckon we'll see Trossard come in place of Martinelli. Martinelli continues to be a big, big draft disappointment, seeing lots of chatter about him in terms of trades and even just wavering him out, which is crazy when you think back to what he was doing last season. But Trossard's ownership is just 58% in a 10-team league, so plenty of availability for him out there and could be a very nice little short-term punt. Into attack, and starting with Danny Welbeck, his ownership just 40% in 10-team leagues. Now, I had the vision to pick up Welbeck ahead of his returning goal in their 1-1 draw against Palace, but sadly my vision only went so far as to leave him on my bench. Not to worry, I can play him next week when he doesn't score. Tottenham at home next, though, is a decent fixture to target for attackers, so don't be put off by that. Another striker with very similar ownership numbers to Welbeck is Chris Wood. Now, of all the players to see their stock increase with the arrival of Nuno, Chris Wood was not high on the list, but here we are, one match in, and he's got his first start with a goal and assist. The match was obviously ruined by the incorrect second yellow card to send off Willy Bolly. But despite that, Forrest showed some grit and just came across Solanke in top form. The yellow card, by the way, to send off Bolly is exactly why I don't believe Ben Mee should have been sent off the other day. But it's all part of the same narrative thread, which is basically seeking to outlaw any form of strong tackling. And sadly, I think this is not going to be the last slightly dubious red card we see before the end of the season, and we may just have to accept this is the new normal. Into hidden gems, just a few to mention quickly. Eric Dier came on at half-time. Romero was then icing his hamstring, so he could be a potential if you really want a way into the Tottenham defence, but on a trip to Brighton means it's not someone I'm going to be looking at. Alfie Doughty for Luton says he's just turned into a bit of a bonus point magnet in the last few weeks. 2 assists in the Arsenal game earned him 1, and clean sheet display gave him a total of 9, including 3 bonus points against Newcastle. Now, as much as I always mention teams that are about to play Luton, I do also do the same for Sheffield United, who have definitely been worse. do have to reevaluate them a bit under Chris Wilder. But yeah, you could look at this game either way. And if you're looking for a defender with a little bit of attacking upside, I think Alfie Doughty is probably going to be the best bet on the pitch. Now, I picked out Vinicius last week. I did say at the end, I did caveat that there is a chance. I thought he doesn't start at all. And we then saw Muniz start. Now, it wasn't a very good outing from them. They lost 2-0 to Burnley. Vinicius did come on late, and I would reckon that if you did grab him, it may not be the worst hold for this week. Depends, obviously, who your options are on the in the waiver pile. But, I mean, if you were having to scramble around for the likes of Vinicius, I doubt there are very many better options there. So it could just be worth keeping him for one more game week. I reckon he will start the next one. But, yeah, it really just depends on the quality of who you can waiver in instead. And there's some other defenders, a couple of the Wolves guys, Dawson and Totti, both in hidden gem territory. Brentford away and Everton at home in the next two, very decent streaming options there. And then the most hidden gem pick, as it stands, I'm still waiting, obviously, to see how well the most hidden gem pick was this week, because Wolves play tomorrow. I'd selected Bellegarde, but I'd already booked it in for this coming week, even before that. Brentford at home against Wolves, ownership went up 6%. In 16-team leagues this week, but he's still firmly in most hidden gem territory, and that is Lewis Potter. There is quality there, but he needs to run in the team to really settle in, and he should have that opportunity over the next few weeks until at least when Ivan Toney returns. Now, I'm aware on this one that I'm tempting fate, because the only note I've got in scribbled in under my get rid list this week, I've just written any Brighton defender, which, yeah, probably wasn't the best move as Brighton play Spurs next, but still no clean sheets for them this season. And their last one was back in game week 36 last season in May. They do tend to score though, so maybe don't go, as I said, don't go hard in on a Tottenham clean sheet this week either. Their 2-0 defeat away at Arsenal in game week 17 is the first and only time that they failed to score this season, so they are generally a banker for your both teams to score accumulator. So that's it for this episode. Relatively quick one due to time. A reminder, if you needed it, the waiver deadline is at 11 a.m. UK time on Christmas Day, ahead of a full Boxing Day of football spread over four time slots. And the first one will be Newcastle against Forest, with a number of pretty interesting games, all available to watch on Amazon Prime if you're in the UK too. So a reminder, if you haven't already checked out draftfc.co.uk, why not get yourself a little early Christmas present? Why not get yourself one for free? If you go and sign up and use the code DraftFCPod, you'll be able to get a 1 month free trial to try it before you buy. No obligation to stay on, but I'm pretty sure you'll be impressed with what you find there. And there's generally something for everyone in helping you plot your draft league domination. Make sure you're followed or subscribed on whichever platform you're listening to so you don't miss out on any of the future podcasts as they drop. Do the same on YouTube, as I said right at the top. Give us a follow on Twitter or X at @draft_FC if you need to message us for any reason. Send us any questions on there. Let us know any trades that have gone down in your league so we can dissect them. Or if you just need any personal advice for your draft teams, always happy to help. So I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. I'll wish you a Happy New Year on the next pod, because that'll be out just before. And I say it every year too, but I hope Santa brings you all the waivers that you want on Christmas Day. And as always, stay shook.